From the Ag Information Network, this is your Agribusiness Update. As methane digesters on California dairy farms have reduced greenhouse gases emitted by the manure from their cows, milk producers must now tackle methane from the cow's other end. Cow burps emit what's known as enteric methane, and reducing it represents a new frontier for the dairy industry. The California Dairy Sustainability Summit in Davis recently shed light on some of the latest innovations in feed, genetics, and vaccines showing promise. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack announced the availability of a historic $1.5 billion investment in partner-driven conservation and climate solutions through the Regional Conservation Partnership Program. The USDA is accepting project proposals now through July 2nd that will help farmers, ranchers, and forest landowners adopt and expand conservation strategies to enhance natural resources. It's hoped that these projects can save farmers money, create new revenue streams, and increase productivity. Phillips 66 announced a major milestone in its conversion of the San Francisco refinery into the Rodeo Renewable Energy Complex, expanding commercial production of renewable diesel. The Rodeo Renewed facility is now processing only renewable feedstocks and producing roughly 30,000 barrels per day of renewable diesel. The complex is on track to increase production rates to more than 800 million gallons per year by the end of the second quarter.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.